Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Did you know they make toy smartphones for babies now? What is that? My Little Dick Pic? I don't know.
Hey guys, it's Cameron James from the Total Reboot podcast. Just letting you know that I'm doing an hour comedy show at the Sydney Comedy Festival, April 29 to May 1 at the absolutely marvellous Enmore Theatre. It's in a smaller room, but that's not important. Book at sydneycomedyfest.com.au. There is limited seating, so please book early, baby.
Welcome to Season 3, Episode 26 of Zombie Plagued Chult. Previously.
Pop, you are awoken when you slap yourself with berries in the face.
What in the actual fuck is happening? What?
I like.
You're doing pranks now.
I like, with my eyes, gesture to the dragon, but have a cheeky expression, hopefully conveying that this is a fun thing.
There's nothing there, Pop. Maybe you only need to wait a couple of days before the brazen Pegasus pulls in and you see old friends again. Grig.
I go and give Grig the biggest hug.
Pop, you can tell that this is the after effects of one of the abilities in the Ring of Winter. It looks like it happened a long time ago, though. Your presence is requested. I have been informed that you are basically right away.
By who?
By Lady Ware and Lord Ware.
Lord Ware.
Yes. And I forget how many I have left, but one of them should be from one of those people who sent their condolences, apologizing for sending their condolences and saying that they know that your dad isn't dead. And then one is from your dad. You look around into the smiling, twinkling face of Unky Dick.
Oh, biggest cuddle of my life.
He's midway through how deep that lich's arms went up its own butthole. When you hear a crashing downstairs, like a smashing and a tinkling of glass.
I look around. I just pick up a knife off the table. I don't have any weapons.
You do magic, can you?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like your dad.
Yeah. We'll go downstairs.
You head downstairs. As you go downstairs, Unky Dick collects a lit torch from a brazier and hefts it aloft. When you come downstairs, there's like an entryway. You see that the door to the entryway is busted open and there's a broken window next to it. There are wet, soggy footprints leading into the kitchen.
I give Unky Dick a knowing look and we tiptoe toward the footsteps.
You get up to the kitchen door. Unky Dick says, "You got a plan?"
Kill them.
Good plan. Unky Dick kicks the door in and moves through screaming. He needs to like force his way through the doorway because it is so small that his belly hits either side
He's
of it.
He's such a big man.
Oh, beautiful.
He also ducks slightly. So it kind of cramps his charge a little bit. As he screams, charging in, a wave of physical force slams into him and throws him back out into the hallway. Everyone in the house wakes up. Tiffany, you look through the broken doorway to see bandaging one of her arms with the illusion of her face completely gone, Valindra Shadowmantle. She is bleeding heavily, black ooze from a dozen different wounds on her, and she looks pretty in a pretty bad sort.
Valindra, what happened?
She spits. It would appear that our deception was discovered.
Yeah, they robbed us pretty bad.
Lights start turning on throughout the house, and everyone is eventually in the kitchen.
It's fine, she's...
Tiffany, you are going to need to make a persuasion check to get Unky Dick to back down. He knows what a lich is, and he does not have the same morality as you two. If he sees a lich, he kills a lich.
Am I there yet?
I'm going to give it one round of Tiffany needing to talk him down. Tiffany, you convince him that he can kill the lich later.
She's a friend later. And I wink again.
Pop, you arrive on scene as well?
Well, 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 well.
Wakanga is right behind you with a silver dagger.
Put it away, Chief.
He doesn't put it away, but he does lower it.
You only hurt yourself.
Wakanga's guards also arrive. He has like 4 or 5 paid mercenaries, highly trained warriors.
Why did you break in?
She looks at you and spits at you. I did not exactly have the luxury of knocking and waiting.
Are they outside?
No, I think I have given them the slip. But it is only a matter of time before Red Wizard assassins find their way here again. The only thing keeping them from being here right now is that the Zentarim and the Red Wizards do not like each other. You remember that the Zentarim are partially contracted out as city guard here.
What the fuck happened to you then?
I reported directly to my superior, Zulkir Zastam, the lich in charge of the Red Wizards.
And let me guess. You hadn't realized at that point that Zagmira had taken over the mind of your captain.
No.
Yeah, no, neither.
I did not know the person we spoke with. I thought there was someone else. Apparently, that was Zagmira's other child.
Oh.
Yeah, she's mother of the fucking year, isn't she?
I escaped captivity, but barely. It is impressive that I am here at all.
You still got it?
What?
Don't be fucking coy.
Genuinely what?
No, did they get it off you?
Hey! You know, the soulmonger. Did they fucking take it out of your fucking hands or have you still got hold of it, you know?
Oh. How could she have forgotten? She dumps a magic bag in front of you. No, it is still in my possession. But barely.
What do you need?
It would be clever if we were to cut the head off here in Chult. From then on... Well, look, I don't know if you were ultimately going to contract my services out for your father as well, but I think one way or another, I think I will be returning to your country, either with or without you.
Funny, but this is giving Pop so much joy. Your services might not actually be required in the matter of her dad.
Oh, you have found someone else intelligent in magic?
No. You want to tell our horns?
Well, you sent me a letter. I think you might be alive.
Uh-huh.
Huh. Ha!
All right, then.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that answers that question. You didn't get your hopes up, did you?
No.
You don't need to lie.
Yes.
It's all right.
Well, come with us.
The creature that has taken over your father has access to all of his mind, his memories and thoughts. What was the letter he sent? Did it ask you to come? Just you and the only other knight who knows about what's happening?
Maybe he even
specified that you should not come armed. Well, maybe wash your ears so that the tentacles can get in at the nice juicy brain within.
He didn't go that far.
Is Tiffany crying at this?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, Dick. She doesn't shut up and give you permission to lop her fucking head off.
If you think even in my weakened state I could not handle an old man and his children.
Please stop. She's not
Unky
wrong.
Dick at that swings at her.
Stop.
Valindra. Well, let's go to... Oh, fuck. Well, let's go to initiative.
Nah, man. Which is a threat.
Oh, my God.
She made you cry. Unky Dick is not threatening. Unky Dick is absolutely stating. Unky Dick swings at Valindra with his giant broadsword. Valindra deflects the blow and strikes him in the chest. A wave of magical energy throws him back out of the room.
Please don't do that again.
I would listen to your little child, idiot.
Why are you being mean?
Valindra looks at you. There is no compassion or any feeling that was not anger that you have seen in her has washed away from her. She is at her wit's end right now, and she is not having any of it. She snaps at you. Stop being a foolish little child.
Don't come with us then.
Fine.
Give me the bag.
She grabs the bag and hoists it over her shoulder. Take it from me.
I'll fucking try.
You can try.
I might win too.
Wakanga puts a hand on your shoulder, Pop, and says, sometimes the better part of valor is caution. Eh?
Can everyone stop? Valindra, I was trying to ask how we can help you.
I need only passage to Candor, to your home. If you do not want to work with me, that is fine. I will find my own passage
there. I do.
If you want to work with me, then I will work with you. But this loudmouth should find another ship, she says. She's referring to Unky Dick.
Oh, not me.
No.
He's not coming. He's too old.
Unky Dick, staggering back to his feet, says, like hell I'm not.
Wait, you are coming?
Of course I am. When the smell of adventure comes by these nostrils, I am lifted aloft and dragged forward.
What will Lady Ware think?
Lady Ware crosses her arms and tuts. She says she doesn't want me to go, but she wants me out of the house.
You only just got back.
Yeah?
I don't want to take you away from her again.
Look at me. He puts his arms up and make of this statement what you will. Look at me. I'm immortal.
I turn back to Valindra. Wow. Please, can we work together?
Valindra wipes at the blood on the black bile. It doesn't really count as blood. Drooling out of her mouth and says, I will work with him, but not for him.
Of course. I understand. I understand. I just give like furious little nods.
She's now, like wounded as fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I go over and do a level 3 cure wounds on her.
Nah, she doesn't allow that.
How can
bad luck. I do it anyway.
You heal her. What level is it?
Level 3.
Level 3? 18 hit points.
It's not a lot. I know that.
She vomits up more black bile.
Doesn't feel good, does it? Anyway, we're even.
She doesn't even respond to that. From where I see it, we have two options. We can attempt to go to the heart of Ubtau and cut off the snake, or we can just cut our losses and run.
It's up to you, Horns. Sure, Dad. We've done what you set out to do. We need to get some more gear if we're before we head off.
Well,
and as Starfallen so accurately pointed out, it's just things.
Starfallen steps forward. I would like to reiterate my previous statement that it is just stuff. I don't think it's worth this fight. And if you try to go to the heart of Ubtau, I don't think I'm going to come with. Flask of Wine steps forward and says, I would like to get my things back. If nothing else, the gift that I was given. The little stone, the lucky one that Tiffany gave me. I would like it back.
Do you think there's someone else out there who could...
Sister Styas steps forward. I think if you go, I'll come with. You've got me behind you.
You really want that sword, don't you, Pop?
I mean, it's just things, but that's not just a sword.
I don't really think my dad's waiting for me. So he can wait longer. Let's go to the heart of Ubtau.
Very well. I can get us directly into the captain's quarters, as it were. There is a teleportation circle there. I know the keyed code for it. So long as they have not changed it, we can teleport directly into their base.
Son of a bitch, I'm in.
I will take some time to recover, and then we will travel there.
Of course. Is there anything we can do to help you now?
It looks like your uncle needs more help than I do. You turn around, and Unky Dick is taking his clothes off.
Oh, what?
Unky Dick has, like, his shirt is already off. He's going at his pants right now. He looks at Wakanga and says, do you have anyone that can help me put on plate mail?
Let's go back to sleep. Well, we haven't even slept. No, go to bed. Go to bed.
Go to bed. Are you kidding me? How on earth can I sleep?
Under a big blanket with your wife.
Earl Grey.
Yeah.
Take a sniff.
We can't leave for a while anyway. Valindra needs to heal.
Look, I don't know if you know this. When you get to a man my age, takes his time getting into armor nowadays.
Well, I'm going to go to bed.
That's good. You get going, Earl Grey. I'll see you tomorrow. You too.
I've already been.
What's your name again? Pop?
Pop, yes. Pop Mandarin.
Ah, Fruit Man.
Not entirely a fruit man.
Everyone in the group needs a nickname. Earl Grey, fruit man, Whiskers. He points to the star fallen.
I just want to know.
It's a joke name. Sorry? You just got that?
Yes. I don't like the nickname.
You don't like the nickname?
You get to give him one.
That means it's even better.
Fucking hell.
I already have a nickname.
Yeah.
Is it Big Mouth?
Unky Dick.
You're not my uncle.
That's okay. I'll let you call me it anyway.
Adam, the delight that I see on your face when you get to be Unky Dick is...
Oh,
it's just... It's a pure joy.
He's got big dad energy.
I want to apologize so much for how much time I feel like we wasted in the dungeon not getting back to Unky Dick.
Everyone disperses and goes to either rest up or get ready. After a rest, you all convene in Wakanga's living room, I guess, essentially. And Wakanga gestures to a crate filled with stacks of weapons and armor.
Do you mind if we borrow some of this? I'm assuming that's why.
I brought it out, huh? So that you can.
Thank you so much.
Well, we got perhaps.
Remember, this is borrow, yeah?
Of course.
Bring it back.
Of course.
What about hats?
I did not think to bring no hats, eh?
You got someone who makes a hat? I lost
one. Make a hat. That might take a while, yeah?
Buy a hat.
Wakanga sends a servant out to go fetch you a hat. Any specifications, yeah?
You know the one I wore when I got here?
Sort of.
It's like a straw hat. That would be nice.
Valindra, stepping forward, says, "We do not have time for you to get a hat. Every second we spend here is another second that Tam could alert Zagmira to our plans and a moment that Zagmira could change the sigils for the teleportation circle."
All right, I've got to pick weapons. By the time I pick weapons, I could have a hat.
We can just pick it up on the way out, Pop.
Sure. I don't...
We have to return the weapons anyway. We'll pick the hat up on the way out. Please don't rush.
What weapons are there, Adam?
They have mostly basic weapons.
Can I two-hand again? Because I get extra attacks when I two-hand. As dual-wield.
Yes. You...
I have the mace.
The mace is not really designed for dual-wielding.
All right, I'll throw the mace away.
Would you like two hammers?
How much for the hammers?
Oh, my God.
Let us discuss that when you have money to spend.
I've got money to spend.
That's right, you do, eh? I don't know. Let's say 2 gold each.
Done.
All right, you pay him 4 gold and you are good to go. Valindra says, "Are we all ready?"
I'm ready.
Unky Dick has been poured into a set of armor.
Brilliant. Where's the Starfallen?
Starfallen isn't coming with.
Aren't we going to say goodbye?
If you say that, Starfallen says, "I'll say goodbye when you get back."
Okay. I give her a big hug.
Right. She hugs back.
Yes.
My hat, mate. Do I get a hat?
You don't get a hat. Not in time.
Fuck.
Are you ready?
Yes.
You ready, Horns?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Valindra begins intoning and chanting the magical spell. Everyone links hands.
Nice.
All at once, you all feel like a hook being dragged around your navel. You feel like you're dragged forwards. You feel light. You feel heavy, then light again. And during that entire time, you feel yourself swimming through a white void. Then, with a unceremonious thump, all of you land in a teleportation circle. There's not a lot of room here, so everyone starts bumping into each other.
Oh, fuck.
This cave is musty and dimly lit by daylight filtering down through the hollow petrified tree trunk 20 feet above. There is a pool of dirty rainwater occupying the center 20 feet of floor between natural pillars formed by the roots of the petrified tree. 3 tall bookcases stand against the wall to the right of the cave entrance. A desk and several wooden crates stand against the left-hand wall, and opposite the entrance are 2 open doorways into smaller chambers, and between them a large iron cage. You would actually be looking in through one of those smaller chambers. In the main room, you see the current Karach or Zagmira, whichever name you'd prefer to use, along with 4 zombies, powerful looking whites of some sort, and 6 mercenaries of various stripes. Some of them Thane warriors, some of them just mercs.
Can we see our stuff?
Yeah, you can see your stuff. Combat begins.
Great.
Zagmira begins chanting in an arcane evil language. And as she does that, you hear Valindra say, fuck.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's bad. But quick question, Adam. Yeah. It's been a week since we left Omu to get to Point Nine Zara.
It's been way longer than a week.
Excellent. I can use my spell power again.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Nope. The spellmonger is destroyed. The wise woman at Oralonga, the mission she gave you is completed. You no longer have that power.
You didn't tell me that.
I'm telling you it now.
Well, fuck you.
A creature springs into life, seemingly out of the shadows themselves. It is a creature wrapped and swaddled with shadow and that looks to be made out of the shadows. It looks rough. It looks no good. You're pretty sure it means you no good. You know, it doesn't seem like a friend, certainly.
No.
And I can't use diplomacy?
No, probably not. The shadow creature moves through you guys, and you can tell that it moves through shadows as if the shadow were water. So it like hops in and out, in and out, in and out. It appears behind Tiffany and attacks.
Hey!
It reaches out and tries to wrap its claws around you, but you reflexively leap backwards. Then it melds back into shadow, and you can still detect its like wavering outline in the shadows, but it's shocking how quickly it was able to do that. Then it's Flask's turn. Flask is going to use his hunter's mark on Zagmira, and then he fires his bow, the one that he is borrowing from Wakanga. Well, ooh, natty 20.
Oh, good on you, Flask.
Find an opening. Maximum damage and you have advantage on your next attack. Well, he was going to hit anyway. So two arrows find their mark in Zagmira's chest. He does 35 points of damage. Zagmira casts Tiffany. You identify Cloud Kill, one of the most dangerous and scary spells in the game. You create a 20-foot radius sphere of poisonous yellow-green fog centered on a point you choose within the range. The fog spreads around corners. It lasts for the duration or until strong wind disperses the fog, ending the spell. When a creature enters the spell's area for the first time on a turn or starts its turn there, that creature must make a constitution saving throw or take 5d8 poison damage.
This room is very small.
Yes, you are all bathed in the poison. You can see now that the zombies have been arrayed so that you cannot get out of the poison.
Great. Can we get to Zagmira?
No, you can't get to Zagmira. She's behind the wall of zombies.
Coward.
Unky Dick passes his constitution saving throw, so he only takes half damage, 18 points of poison damage, and then bellowing in a rage, he charges down one of the zombies. As he does so, you see foam frothing at his mouth, and when he swings his sword, it bursts into flames.
Holy shit, he's got a big, powerful magic sword.
Unky Dick is a veteran adventurer.
He'd been around.
His first attack hits, his second attack hits, his third attack hits, his fourth attack hits.
Wow, he's powerful.
Charging down the first zombie, he swings once and cuts its head off. He swings a second time and cuts its upper torso off. He swings a third time and cuts its legs in half. And then he swings a fourth time and cuts every half he made down the middle.
God, he's an artist.
Oh, he's beautiful.
Eight even cuts of zombie hit the floor. Then he walks past. Two of the mercs bear down on Unky Dick. They seem scared.
They should be.
One of them swings twice and misses both times. The second one, the first swing he gets, it's with this giant club. Unky Dick catches the club and slams it into his face. That guard dies.
Holy shit, Unky Dick is so strong.
Then it is Tiffany. Tiffany, you need to make a constitution saving throw.
Yes, I do.
You pass, half damage.
Oh. Suppose I'm still in the poison, aren't I?
14 points of damage, Tiffany.
Okay.
And then what would you like to do?
Is there a way I can attack a zombie whilst fighting with a friend?
Yeah, Unky Dick is
slobbering
his way past them.
Cool.
You could attack, yeah.
Yep, green flame blade, attack with a friend, be sneaky.
You strike the zombie.
Does Unky Dick look proud of me?
Unky Dick looks back and gives you a wiry smile. Atta girl, he says. Yeah. Well, screams more. Atta girl!
Yeah!
Pop is confused. Is he jealous?
And now a word from our sponsor.
I love this show, the one you're listening to now. It's super neato. But what about this podcast? Shut up a second. Sans Pants Radio's longest running podcast where we pick a topic and just bullshit about it for 30 odd minutes. If you've ever wanted just pure, uncut bullshit injected directly into your veins, then damn, this is the show for you. So search for Shut Up a Second wherever you find your podcasts.
Tiffany, you launch forwards. And the white tries to swing at you with its longsword, but as it swings, Unky Dick grabs its hand and yanks it backwards. You hear cracking, and you can tell that Unky Dick has broken this zombie's arm in 5 different places. Using that leverage, he puts the arm behind its back, and you stab it in the chest. Unky Dick gives you like a proud nod, screams that thing, and then you drag the rapier up and down, destroying as much flesh as possible as you drag your rapier back out. That was your turn, Tiffany. It's Valindra's turn. Valindra wraps her fingers around in an arcane and closed fist gesture towards Zagmira. Zagmira's eyes pop out of her head. Tiffany, you recognize the spell Power Word Kill. Azarak cast it when you were fighting him. It just kills people. No saving throw, no nothing. You just die. Valindra, with the clutched fist, whispers in Draconic, die. And Zagmira falls backwards, dead.
Imagine her thinking she was going to win this fucking fight.
That was Valindra's turn. Then it's Sister Syas's turn. Sister Syas holds her holy symbol aloft and yells, "Begone! Back, vile creatures!" And she channels divinity. She uses her destroy undead ability.
God, I love our friends.
Our friends are good. Hey, how good's friendship?
Hey, okay, you can't talk. I think friendship's great.
4 of the zombies crumble into dust. There is 1 zombie left. 1 zombie, 5 guards.
Hey, is one of those mercenaries that mercenary, Adam?
Yes.
I don't know what I'm doing on my turn.
That was Sister Syas's turn. Pop, it's yours.
Can I get past that one zombie?
Yes.
Do I spot the mercenary?
Yep.
Does he spot me?
Yep. He grits his teeth, holds his weapon and his shield, and he prepares for a warrior's death.
I swing both my hammers around like Thorstar, and I'm like, "Hello, mate. You ready to count your stomachs?" I smash the ever-loving shit out of him using Zephyr Strike, Adam.
Hammer, side of the head. Whack! Then, with the second hammer, you hammer into the first hammer, driving your hammer deeper in. Then, your third attack, you drive the hammer even deeper in. And then, with your final hammer, you hit your first hammer so deep into his helmet that you're pretty sure you have cracked through the helmet into his skull, into his brain. Certainly, work the hammer back out. When that happens, you see a crinkled mass inside the hole in his helmet that you realize is his brain squished up against the other side of his skull.
Oh, yes.
He takes 2 staggering steps, and with blood and drool coming out of the faceplate of his helmet, he still stands.
How fucked is he, though?
He's pretty fucked. Then it is the zombie's turn. The one zombie. It attacks Tiffany, let's say.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it fucked up. Its first attack. Footsie, your wild swing causes your weapon to strike you in the foot, dealing maximum damage. If the weapon you're wielding deals bludgeoning damage, your speed is also reduced by 10 feet. Does not, he's using a sword, so he does not reduce his speed. However, he deals himself 12 damage. And then his second attack, he tries to reach out to you with his hand, but his hand, like, you just duck under that blow. It's very poorly placed.
Dumbass.
So embarrassing.
All right.
Imagine if your boss was still alive to see you fuck up so bad.
Flask of Wine changes his hunter's mark to one of the guards, let's say. No, to the zombie. And he starts firing at the zombie. He hits twice. That was Flask of Wine's turn. Then it is Unky Dick's turn. Unky Dick wheels around on the guards. They start backing up in panic. Unky Dick drives his greatsword into the first guard, lifts him up, and slams him onto a second guard. Both of them lie in a heap. You just see blood pooling out of the gaps in their armor. That's 2 guards down.
Pop has never wanted an uncle more in his life.
Unky Dick starts laughing. You idiots! You idiots! Then it is the guard's turn. That guard that you're tussling with, Pop, your dear old friend, tries to fight back. With his first attack, he swings and deals you 6 points of damage, Pop, as he strikes you in the arm, causing bad bruising and a single trickle of blood. His second attack, though, he's like staggering backwards and forwards, quite clearly unable to stand on his own two feet. His second attack misses you completely. He quite obviously was aiming for like a holographic Pop that was standing a few inches to the right.
Oh, buddy.
Then the other two guards try to attack Unky Dick. Critical hit. Oh my god. Jesus Christ. Two critical hits on Unky Dick.
Yeah, but he's powerful.
Unky Dick is immune to critical hits. So neither of them are actually critical.
Hang on. Unky Dick is immune to critical hits?
Yeah, you can't critical hit Unky Dick.
That is incredible.
Oh. Yeah.
What a power.
I missed my family.
One of them moves in with a mace and starts walloping Unky Dick on the back. As the other one swings his mace, Unky Dick throws his sword into the air.
Oh.
Grabs the guy's mace, grabs the guy's helmet, lifts both of them up, slams them onto the ground, and then the greatsword falls into the man's chest.
God, he's cool.
Oh.
Two guards left.
I feel like I couldn't appreciate his violence until I committed my own, you know?
Tiffany?
Yep.
There's one zombie and two guards left.
I'll fight a guard if it means I can be close to Unky Dick.
The guard wheels around to defend against you, and Unky Dick grabs the man's shield and slams it into his face, staggering him and allowing you to strike. You stab him in the chest. He doubles over in pain, and you can see blood drooling out. As he doubles over, you drag the rapier out, grab him underneath the helmet, and drag his head forwards onto your rapier point again. You spear him down the spine. That guard dies.
Fuck yes.
Does Unky Dick look proud? Does Unky Dick look proud?
Unky Dick moves on, but as he moves on, he quickly pats you on the shoulder.
Yes.
The violence is so satisfying after all the shit we've had to put up with.
Oh my god.
That was Tiffany. It's Valindra's turn. Valindra looks around and she does nothing. You guys have this. You don't need her help. Then it is Sister Syas's turn. Sister Syas calls for a holy light to smite this last zombie. And wouldn't you know it? Holy light smites that last zombie.
Oh, well, there you go.
In a flash of light so bright that the zombie is consumed and made like a sun for a second, the zombie is gone by the time the light slowly fades. That was Sister Syas's turn. Pop.
I'm with my mate.
Yeah.
He looks no good.
Mm-hmm.
I've got my hammers. I want to do? Just reach. It's all right. It's all right. You should have fucking run when I told you so. And then I hit him as hard as I can in the stomach.
After you say that, as you're moving in for the swing, he says, "Such is life." You slam him in the chest, he doubles over and hits the ground, and then you bring the hammer down once, twice onto the back of his head. His head cracks forwards and crumples into his chest. He falls down dead.
You right, Horns?
Yeah.
Valindra says, "We should be very quick." You can hear noise coming from not that far away. The army, the host nearby, will be aware that something is up.
Let's get everything and go.
You collect all of your equipment and Scarper.
I'll just kiss the sword again. Do we get anything extra?
I was about to say, in addition, you collect a finely crafted piece of parchment with gold lettering, wrapped tightly and held closed with a golden ribbon. Tiffany, you identify it as a spell scroll, a scroll of wish.
Is wish good?
Wish is the most powerful spell in the entire of Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, shit. What up?
Guess what wish spell does?
Grants you a wish?
Yep.
Any wish?
And I know the spell, yes.
Yeah, you understand. Wish is like a famous spell. You are acquainted with its limits and its powers.
And do I have it?
Sister Syas picks it up. She informs the party when she has it.
Like the whole party?
Yeah, she announces to the whole party.
Do I know what it is?
You know wish is one of the most powerful spells there is.
Fucking hell.
This could Pop, this could fix us.
It can fix everything wrong with you.
Well, not all of us, right? Though, just...
Yeah, all of us.
Oh. How's it work?
We could just make a wish for greater restoration and everyone would get...
We need to leave. Let us have this discussion later.
Of course, sorry. Let's go.
All right, we've got a I've got a Holy Avenger back.
Yep.
Good.
You feel light. You feel heavy. You feel light again. You're swimming through the white void. And then you appear in Port Nyanzaru. Not in Wakanga's mansion because he doesn't have a teleportation circle there. Probably somewhere central. Centrally located. Maybe like the... Like a law house or something, like an important government building in Port Nyanzaru.
Well, that went a lot better than I suspected.
That was a lot faster than I thought it would be.
She got anyone else in her? There's, she doesn't have any other fucking kids that you know about.
It does not matter either way. We will be hopefully very gone by the time anyone is able to react to this.
Wise move.
We should get gone indeed, but I mean, this spell... Pop and I have a lot we would like to get fixed, and we just haven't met anyone that's able to fix it. This could really help us. Does anyone else have anything they need fixing?
Flask of Wine's very badly burnt to a lot of his body.
We could, Flask, you need it.
I do not understand this, but sure. If you can fix the burned legs.
Well, Sister Sias, you found it. Is that something you'd be okay with?
Sister Sias seems hesitant on that. She says this could be used for a lot of other things that could help a lot more people.
But there's such a risk. There's such a risk in casting it if it's not so straightforward.
I suppose.
How many people have fucked it for vengeance?
I don't know. I've not been back.
How fucked did you get to get got?
Things were bad. Very bad, though.
What would you use it for?
I don't know, maybe one of casting a powerful spell.
To do what?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay. Well, if I'm being honest, that's what I'd really like to do with it.
Sure. However, my leg brace is pretty fucking good.
Thank you.
You can make a better one too, I reckon.
I reckon I could.
You know?
I could.
And I've always looked like shit. I don't need my eye back.
Well, I guess we don't have to make a decision now, you know?
Well, the only injury you've got is holding you is your scar.
Valindra steps forward and says, there is another option.
Sister Sias gets immediately a very dark look.
Yep.
Tiffany, you know what Valindra is about to suggest. Valindra can learn this spell.
Whereas Sister Sias could only use it once.
Anyone else could only use it once. Anyone else in this group could only use it once. Valindra could learn the spell, and then it is in her spell book, and then she can cast it basically once a day.
Valindra, if you did this, would you help us?
I will be helping you reclaim your father.
Yes, but if we give the spell to you so that you can use it as many times as you can, would you be willing to help both Sister Sias and me, Pop and Flask?
I will, as always, only act in my best interest. Helping Sister Sias is not in my best interest. But I will be helping you with your father, and undoubtedly being able to cast Wish multiple times will be very useful there.
Horns, we don't need it.
We don't need it, but it is good to have.
No, as in you and I do not need the effects of this spell.
You'll be able to walk properly again.
I can walk fucking fine. You make me a better brace, you'll have more time, better leather work, you know, you're pretty good at that sort of shit. And there's nothing actually wrong with you.
We can still think about it.
I made up my mind. I don't want it.
Valindra, if we give you this spell, could you cast it once for Sister Sias?
I would do this in exchange, certainly.
Sister Sias?
Sister Sias does not like this. She doesn't say anything. She clutches the spell scroll kind of defensively.
You don't trust Valindra?
I don't think this power is... No.
Horns, and no complete disrespect to you, Big V. Valindra is very honest in the fact that she will always act for her own interests. Occasionally, they align with helping other people, like us. If helping me wasn't going to benefit her in some point, Valindra, would you have saved my life at any point in the last few weeks?
No.
You're about to give that sort of person an incredibly powerful spell for cosmetic surgery on you. Then she's got it forever. And I mean, she's got it then for when Shiloh no longer wants to help us, when her needs are no longer lined up with our own.
Well, Sister Sias found it, so I don't know why you're asking me. It's up to her.
I'm going to
keep it. I know it's up to her.
To Sister Sias.
Feels like you're, you know, pushing on her.
I'm not going to say anything anymore. It's up to Sister Sias.
Good. Then no, she says. I'm taking it to Fort Vengeance and we can use it there.
That'll help a lot of people. I think you're doing a really good thing.
Good work.
She looks at you, Tiffany, and she says, I think there are better things that you should be filling the holes in your life with. And maybe you're getting your father back is one of them. Maybe it isn't. I'm not sure. But I see... I have never seen someone so surrounded by people that love them but still feel like they're so incomplete.
I just sort of look at the floor. How do you respond to that? That's insane. What a mom.
It hurts now, but I promise you, you will persevere. You are stronger than you realize, braver than you know.
Thank you.
It's just the truth, she says.
You're a good person.
I hope so. But I know you are.
I know you are too.
She hugs you.
Yeah. I gave her a big hug and weep.
Valindra takes a step back and says, I will book a ship home. Well, to your home.
Thank you.
Unky Dick shakes his head. Nah, we'll just use mine.
Well, that works well.
Cheaper too.
So you're heading off?
Yes. I think this will be then goodbye.
Please still write? I mean, I only just got your letters, but please still write?
If the jungles of Cholt can't stop my letters, what else could?
Give her another big hug.
She returns it.
Let me know what you do with the spell.
Of course, I will.
Thank you.
Let me know what you do with you. I like hearing about it.
Sister?
Pop. She straightens up, wipes some tears away from her face, and puts her hand out for a firm handshake.
I take that very firm handshake.
It's one single shake.
Oh, yeah. Very rudimentary.
Done. She knows what
sorry,
you like.
Polite-imentary.
Give General Selhana my best.
Lieutenant, she says.
Lieutenant.
It was like a joking one. She didn't really care.
No, I know. Anyway.
I will.
Godspeed.
Yes, and the same to you. She maybe like one last tearful goodbye. As she hugs Flask of Wine cries a little bit. Him crying sets off her. They cry a little bit, and then they pull apart. Both of them wipe their faces. Sister Sias leaves.
I go and hold Flask's hand.
You hold your hand.
All right, before we get off this rock and head off to wherever we're going, I've got to send some mail.
Well, I need to grab the... might weigh us down, but I need to go get the ball and chain. You know what I mean?
Fucking hell. Yeah, I know what you mean. You're a great fighter, Dick.
Plus... after all of that, worked up a little bit, wouldn't mind a bit of alone time with her as well.
We sort of look away and, like, try and be polite. He's
so fucking horny.
Wow.
Everyone disperses. You have, like, a free hour in the city of Port Nyanzaru.
I'm going to write back to Farut.
Cool.
All right.
He usually gives return at, like, a different return address in every letter. It's typically some, like, remote outpost or tiny little, like, settlement somewhere.
I mail to the Museum Society the tablets of history that I bought off Orvex.
Mm-hmm.
With those tablets, some very basic translations that I learnt from Fingers in the Mist. I send them a holy symbol that I found in the tomb.
Mm-hmm.
I send them a lacquered comb I found in the tomb, an ermine talisman I found in the tomb, a dinosaur figurine I found in the tomb. I send them all four treasures that I went
That's very interesting. One of those treasures is absolutely like the chalice.
Yeah, the skull chalice.
That is absolutely like, it's a Choltian object. You are taking it from Cholt and sending it away. Just letting you know.
Yep, so I'm sending all four of those objects to a museum. Because
fuck yes.
Belongs in a museum.
So I send basically all the treasure that I accumulated except for Holy Avenger, the snake staff, and a couple of little bits and pieces. Oh, and my cubs. I've got them back.
Okay, the Camadan cubs.
Yeah. What were their names?
Their names are Pip, Pup, and Pep. There was a fourth one, it'd be called Hank.
So after like a couple of hours, you all reconvene. The Starfallen is there again. She says a proper goodbye to everyone, hugs you each.
Can I get her address?
Yes. She probably actually, she'll need to, she gets your address and okay. She promises to send you a letter. She's not sure where life is going to take her next.
I'll call you. No, it's fine. I'll call you.
The Starfallen says her sweet goodbyes to you and then she's off as well.
See you later. Sparkles, it's lovely to know you.
Goodbye, Pop, she says.
Yeah.
If you'd asked me to stay, I would have.
Will you stay?
I think it's too late now, she says.
Nah, fair. Yeah, that's probably fair. Nah, look, you've got other shit to be doing. You've got to get on and, we'll be busy as, if you want to send me a letter, send it to her address.
I'm kidding. Of course I'll come.
Really?
Oh, okay. Yeah, nah, that's good. That's great.
Yes, I've given it a lot of thought, and I think I'd like to come.
I'd so love you to come.
I've been in prison for so long. I think a tour of what I've lost is not what I want. I think a tour of what I could have is what I'd prefer.
You can have us.
Yes, I think I'll come with.
Good.
The more the merrier, says Unky Dick. The Starfallen has like an immediate regret.
She already said yes. She already said yes. Everyone heard it.
Now, is Flask coming with us?
Flask looks at you, gives you a wiry smile and says, well, am I getting half of the treasure from this?
You can have everything I find.
No, from the one we just had. Have I been paid?
Yeah, I gave you the gold.
What about all the new stuff we got?
It belongs in the museum, Flask.
You kept everything, did you? Kept anything, sorry?
What about this? I give him...
Give me the hissy stick, he says.
All right, on one condition.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fucking use it anywhere near me.
All right.
Done. Hissy stick.
He holds up the Staff of Python and the Stone of Good Luck.
One from each of you now.
Flask, wait.
Yes?
Here, have these. I give him the braces of archery. I don't have a bow and arrow.
All right. Now I need one more from Pop. Then it evens out. No, it's okay. You don't have to give me anything now. I'll get it from you. We'll consider this a down payment on the next adventure.
All right, then.
Hissy stick, Larkstone, braces.
Hissy stick.
So it'll be you two, Lord and Lady Ware, Valindra Shadowmantle, Flask of Wine, and the Starfallen, setting off on one of Lord Ware's boats.
Can I ask, before we leave, can I secretly ask Lord Ware if he can...
Unky Dick to you.
Yes. I quickly ask Unky Dick if he can give me just a small velvet pillow.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Is this for Flask?
I just want to try and make him a new ball of soft.
I don't think I can drum up a velvet pillow on such short notice, unfortunately.
No, that's all right. That's all right.
Did I get a hat?
I didn't end up getting you a hat. Oh. It was lost in all the excitement. Okay. Look, we'll get you a velvet pillow. We'll get you a hat. Just we got to get back to Candor first.
All right.
There'll be time.
Plenty of time.
I pledge to kill a bird for feathers.
Ripper. You're okay? I tag along with you?
My heart sinks a little bit thinking of a world without you. Please. Please come along.
Oh, good. Great. No, good.
Yeah. Okay. Are we getting the turtle man? I've never fought with a turtle man before.
Well, you have.
Oh, shit. You're right. Sorry. Old age. Things just fall out, you know?
This turtle man's now got this.
Hey, that's a very pretty sword. Where'd you get it from?
Friend gave it to me. Yeah. So it's mine now.
I broke a dragon's neck for this one.
Well, things broke for this one. But yeah, it's a good sword.
Anyway, did I ever tell you about how I slew the vile dragon Torkelson?
No.
Wow. What a story it is. He puts an arm around you as you finish walking up the gangplank, and as he begins launching into the tale of how he finished not only shoving the lich's arms, but also its head up its own ass, he says, it all started about the time that the lich's head was touching his prostate. And with that, the sails of the ship unfurl, fill with wind, and with a tremendous, like, yanking force, the three ships drag themselves out of the docks of Port Nyanzaru into the bay, and then further on northwards and towards Kandor. What plans does Valindra have for the soulmonger? Is Flask of Wine going to get that item from Pop? Has Pop turned over a new leaf to become a kinder and warmer man? Will Tiffany ever learn to love herself as much as her friends do? Can our heroes save Sir Grace and stop the strange entity that has overcome him? And, most importantly, how many times is Unky Dick going to tell that story? The answer to these questions and more soon. But be prepared for Curse of Strahd. Has this ever happened to you? You're playing Dungeons & Dragons with your mates, and someone turns to you, the Dungeon Master, and asks, where drow come from? While you flip through the Monster Manual panicking, another player asks how the different planes interact with each other. Now you're really flustered, and people are laughing. Your mother comes in carrying a tray of freshly baked cookies, but all your friends are leaving, disgusted that you don't know. On their way out, one of your friends tells your mother what happened. She spends the next hour yelling at you to be better. It's awful, and it could happen to any one of us. Thankfully, I've got great news for you. Hey D&D, It's Me, Adam and Cass is a delightful series where myself and Cass from D&D is for Nerds explain basic concepts and monsters to you, the listener. The series is designed for beginners and features helpful tips and tricks useful for all play styles. Just head on over to SansPantsRadio.com and sign up for any level of our SansPants Plus subscription today.